Yeah. Welcome to Hammer Down! Number one sports betting show coming up, Pat McAfee, Corbin at Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs.
At a baby Tony.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian station. He's a bearded wonder. Good day to you, Saya Bruce.
What's going on, dude?
What is going on, dude?
Not much. Solid night last night.
Bad night on the fucking hardwood.
Otter, how are we?
We are doing absolutely fucking fantastic, Tony.
Solid night, 3-2, but one of those two losses lost by 60 points. They did not cover the 50.5.
Who?
Vandy. Vandy did not cover the 50.5.
You know those like spread out charts of like offensive and defensive efficiency? Oh, yeah. I almost said it yesterday when you picked them, but it seems like they suck based on those graphs.
Oh, yeah, they're not good. They were 15.5-point dogs.
Bama, when Bama gets going, they will shoot the lights out.
Yeah, not a bad night overall. The NHL bets. they decided to win in overtime. The only one that didn't need overtime was
Sens.
Fucking Sens.
Sens. Yeah, I had that parlay that went into the overtime, so that was actually pretty exciting. It was a fun little sweat.
Fun.
Oh, they all hit.
Yeah.
Fun little sweat.
Attaboy, Bruce.
Tonight we do have two games in the NHL that we will go over.
One banger of a matchup in Toronto.
I'm
fascinated with the Buffalo game there.
Ooh, Buffalo. We will discuss with maybe Nikki's case. I don't know. He's showing up for work there or not.
Maybe. I don't know. He gets tuckered out.
He does get tuckered out. We have NBA, pretty nice little NBA slate.
Tony.
We have a college basketball slate. We have a golf tournament tomorrow. The
Pebble
Pro-Am.
Beach Pro-Am.
That is another three-course tournament.
Yep. So, shot tracker, no dice.
Where the cut is after 54 holes. So, take that into your handicapping.
Quick handicap for me. I like the way it looks.
Okay. And we'll start now with some Super Bowl. There has been some things added for the Super Bowl. The additions to the sports book today were quarterback props.
Let's go.
And some player props.
Is there player props?
Yeah, some.
What are they?
Oh, I mean, I bet it, so.
The player props are the playoff ones that we talked about yesterday. Or did I miss some?
Here, oh, down there. Here, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Here.
I didn't see those. I was going over the quarterback ones. Let's start here. Quarterback to be sacked first. Hurts is minus 128. Mahomes is plus 104. Philly is number one in this league in sacks. KC is number two. KC's number five in sack percentage. Philly's number one in both of those. Hurts has been sacked 38 times this year, and 21st protecting him are the Eagles. Mahomes has been sacked 26 times. The Chiefs are number two in protecting Mahomes. Lean to Hurts. Even though, I mean, the Eagles do fucking get after the...
Oh, yeah.
They get after the fucking quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
I already bet this, actually.
You took Hurts.
Really? Yeah, I took Hurts. Mahomes will not take a sack until he's in... sure desperation mode, down 10 in the fourth quarter, I believe.
I tend to agree with you on that.
Yeah. Even if you can get to Mahomes, he is so hard to bring down, actually. So,
well, he's still got that ankle.
Yeah, I know, but you still can just flip it.
No, I agree.
Just out of bounds. Oh,
hard to bring down and get rid of, two different things in my mind.
Yeah, and, you know, Jalen will hold on to it.
Yeah.
You think so?
Jalen,
try to run out of it.
I think Jalen will try and get scrimmage, like,
but it's a sack.
Quarterback to throw the first interception. Mahomes is the favorite in this one. Short, minus 122. Hurts is even money. Mahomes has 12 interceptions on the year. Hurts has 6 interceptions on the year. Which one? The 6?
Yeah.
There's not a lot of interceptions.
Very impressive.
No. He's like a maybe the first in a while, feels like a field general of the running game.
Field general of the running game. Looks like a field general of the running game, too, doesn't he?
Plays like one, that's for damn sure.
So we've been talking about this one, too. Number of players that have pass attempt over under 2.5. So that's both quarterbacks, okay?
Over.
You think over?
Yeah, there's always somebody's got to do something fucking absurd.
So I did a little research. There has not been one other player besides Jalen Hurts and Gardner Minshew to throw a pass for the Eagles all year long. Not one person has thrown a pass. And for the Chiefs, it's only been one. They've attempted one pass, and it was Tommy Townsend on a fake punt.
Kelsey hasn't thrown one this year?
No, so they must have been saving it for the Super Bowl if it is going to go over 2.5.
Yeah.
Wait, so Chad Henne doesn't count?
Sorry, Chad. Yes, Chad Henne was in there too. But that's, I mean, if you think Mahomes is going to get hurt.
That's the point that I was going to make is maybe Mahomes gets hurt and Penny goes in and throws a pass. That's the only way I really see that hitting. I don't know. I don't see a lot of trick plays.
I could see Travis Kelce throwing a tot in the.
I could always see it.
And Kadarius.
It's always there. It's
fucking always there.
Kadarius can throw it 65 yards on the
field. Yeah.
You trying to talk this into reality is hilarious.
Just letting everybody know. He's done it
before.
He can throw it 65 yards.
Motherfuckers did ring around the rosy, dude. Yeah. I don't think they're worried about it.
Has Kadarius attempted a pass in the NFL?
Yeah, on the Giants. Okay. Completed.
Fuck yeah.
Fucking deep ball.
Yeah, it was a bomb. I think to Sterling.
Shit, he actually he was really good. If he didn't get hurt,
isn't it a shocker that Eagles have gone all season? Wait, both of these teams have gone all season long and not had anyone besides quarterback throw the football.
Well, I mean, if you're the Eagles, when are you running trick plays? You're just doing a QB sneak toss off every fucking time you're in any spot.
Yeah, your trick plays have Miles Sanders line up at running back and run the at quarterback and run the fucking ball.
Those are pretty much the quarterback props I was going over today. I didn't even see the ones down here, Brucey Bruce. The Jalen Hurts passing yards, 243.5.
Too high.
He averages on the season 246.7. In the playoffs, though, he has thrown for 154 and 121. Hasn't really had to throw.
Yeah.
I like that Chiefs secondary, too, dude. They played well against the Bengals. Like, besides that one T. Higgins got up on, like, they had a lot of bat downs.
I agree.
If he sniffs that number, I don't think it's good for the Eagles backers.
Mahomes, 292.5. He averaged 308 on the year. Had 326 versus the Bengals.
I think this one's
is such an interesting, like, the more we talk about this game, like, this is an interesting matchup.
Here's Eagles have the number one passing defense in the NFL statistically.
Statistically. Strength schedule. makes that a bit of malarkey.
Everyone in the NFC had a weak strength schedule.
Sure.
The worst part is the AFC's stacked and we are sitting on the fucking precipice of three straight NFC Super Bowl winners.
Well, yeah.
They're zone heavy. Like, Mahomes is, you know, obviously super capable of dicing them up. It's just about blocking up front.
Yes, for sure. And my
one. You saying the Eagles are zone heavy?
Yeah.
Yeah, zone D. My one worry, the Chiefs are fucking very man heavy. And that's the one thing that Hurts has excelled against. Especially
Spags.
Especially
can't
the
hold Spags down, dude.
Spags will dial up some fucking.
Spags might dial up a whole new defense.
Oh, dude.
He might rush one.
Miles Sanders.
He's going to discover a new amoeba. It's going to be awesome.
Loud, Miles Sanders rushing yards, 57.5. In the playoffs, for the year, Miles Sanders has averaged 75 a game. He had 90 versus the Giants and 42 versus the Niners.
Yeah.
That's not one I don't think I'm going to take an under there.
It's such a good number there.
Yeah, it's a solid.
So Pacheco, 48.5, probably the next one you're going to. That one feels low to me. I would put that in the mid-50s, similar to.
So what's interesting is Pacheco averages exactly that on the season.
Yep. Pacheco, the way he runs is just, it, like, that always works in the Super Bowl. Reminds me of Mod Bradshaw.
Yeah. Pacheco averages that on the season, but he wasn't. That's the whole season. Like, the games that he's actually been basically the starter, he's averaged about 70 rushing yards a game, and that's, like, in the last 11 games. So I may be sitting on an over here for Pacheco, especially because the Eagles rusty can be had. Kelsey's sitting at 78.5. That's his exact average for the season. AJ Brown, 72.5. Okay, he only has 50 receiving yards this playoffs.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. He's gonna be spiking his helmet during this thing.
I'm not gonna take the over. I don't think.
It's just one deep ball, right?
Yeah.
Like that's all it's going to take.
Yeah. Devonta's at 64.5, which is basically what he's been averaging in the playoffs.
If I'm playing an over, it's probably Devonta's.
He had, he had 61 versus the Giants and only 36 versus the Niners.
I could see them trying to force A.J. Brown the ball a lot, though.
I thought that against the Niners. It did fucking happen.
They tried, too. They can't hit on a fucking deep ball.
Because it's overthrown or underthrown.
This guy.
He said it. I didn't even say it.
The guy struggles in the passing game. He was poor in
I agree with you, but there's a way that you say it in your voice with while wearing that hoodie.
I have no bias here. I have no bias.
The backroom boys check our bias at the door.
No, you definitely don't.
Yeah. Certainly don't. We can get to that. But I take this. I take it seriously.
No, I know.
I take it seriously.
My what is it? Faith, family, my gambling record?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can mark me in that basket.
Correct. I will, yeah. I don't care who's lining up.
I am just so excited that Patrick Mahomes is an underdog for the first time in his playoff career.
I know really you are. Am. You're very excited about it.
I'm so pumped to the Publix on the Eagles.
Yeah, it's all amazing.
That doesn't matter. Those public numbers don't fucking matter.
To me, it
does.
Does?
Yeah.
Affects your picks?
Well, the Bengals were, the contrarian side. They covered.
So were the, yeah.
The Bengals were the contrarian side?
Yeah.
Last year? Yeah.
Oh, last year.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying last week. Everyone was on the Bengals.
Yeah. Yeah.
And everyone was on, and everyone was on
the Rams.
The Eagles.
Yeah. So the conference, in my brain, if this happens, that happens. I look at the public teams. I'm like, all right, one and one. Which one is the winner? And it was the Eagles.
I used to, and then I had a couple bookmakers say, don't look at that. No big.
Oh, well. I just fade the public because, I get blinded by the chandeliers.
Not chasing that narrative.
What'd you say?
You'll drive yourself nuts chasing that narrative.
Yeah. Well, where it really gets stupid is with, if you're going down, and I used to do this when I was a wee lad, you just go down the college basketball games and anything that's 40% of the bets and 80% of the money, you just take all of those. It's foolish.
Well, that's
fool's errand.
That's Mitt's
college. The lines in college basketball.
Well, he's a younger lad.
Yeah, he is a younger
lad. No, that is... That's following my model, yes, but I don't do that for every single game.
But now you have, you're doing units, right?
That's not a model.
that is not a model either.
No, my model. I've explained my model.
Don't worry. We don't need to hear it again.
That's at best a system.
That's a more of an angle. Model is you gotta have fucking formulas in an Excel spreadsheet.
Okay? Yeah, it's taking all the daily fantasy stats and adding it up to project a expected score for each team. That is a model.
I can't tell if this is a work or a shoot, so can we get into some picks?
Fucking, you want to host it? Go ahead.
You guys are talking and it's going in one ear, out the other. I'm so confused at what you guys are trying to explain to me right now.
We will get into, we'll get into some picks. Okay, we'll do that. We have moved past this anyways. Let's do golf real quick.
On, lads.
We are still in California. We have the Pro-Am. As I said, 54 holes.
Florida soon. The best is once they get to Texas.
Yeah.
That's when we're really cooking. The Valero Open.
The cut will be after 54, which I like. You know.
Keep the ducks on the pond.
Yeah, exactly. I hate that I like guys that I really like are the favorite. Like, I like Spieth. I like Hovland. But I'm not going to take them pre-flop. I'll probably 17-1 Mav McNeely I like. Fucking Hoagie's the winner last year at 19-1 I really like. A little farther down the list, Ben Griffin's 55-1. And Neesmith is 75-1. I might put like a Spieth, Hovland, McNeely top 20 and Hoagie. Hoagie was really the guy. Hoagie. I'll have a winner on Hoagie.
You love the
Hoagie. Get in on Hoagie.
Yeah, a winner on the Hoagie, even though it's tough to go. It's probably hard to go back to back.
At the Pebble Beach Pro-Am. He needs to get the same celebrity.
And then a little long shot, Jesus Christ, on Ben Griffin and Neesmith. Spieth and Hovland will be in there in some sort of fashion for me as well.
Cool. So I just pre-flop, as you say. I like two of the three favorites that I'm going to play to beat Jordan Spieth. He obviously was last time I bet on him, he was the first round one leader and then missed the cut.
Yes, he was.
He's doing all that stuff before he swings where he's like trying to feel it and then just kind of shanking it or hates every shot, even if it's to 10 feet. So pre-flop, I'm playing Victor Hovland to win the tournament, and then I'm going to have a very, very quick trigger on Matt Fitzpatrick. I see like two birdies on a 9-hole stretch, I'll probably take Matt Fitzpatrick. I'm also just a nice little scud missile. I think it's like even money. Fitzpatrick and Hovland top 20 parlay. Let me actually check what that was. If it was plus or minus. That's plus 135. I would be surprised to lose that one. And then deeper down, our old friend, Davis Riley, 65-1.
He was on the list.
Him and Davis Thompson, who I do not believe is in the field this week. They've been poking around a bit. Just a really good young player. And this is the kind of field where he might be able to take advantage.
Okay. That feels good.
Sure does.
Hell yeah.
Go Victor Hovland. Don't break my heart.
I'm just looking. I didn't do it earlier, but I'm just looking at two balls.
Two balls.
You know how it goes.
Yeah, more than Lance Armstrong.
I could get Neesmith at even money. In his matchup, you get Hovland minus 180. I mean, you got to lay a little bit there. Jordo, who I agree. I don't like the pre-shot.
I don't mean to shit on it too much because, like, he was the round one leader. Like, he'll, like, drop his club and it'll be 6 feet.
But he's minus $1.50 against Ryan Palmer. And then Ben Griffin is even money against Shelton. I'll probably take all those as well. Okay. We're good there. You taking Stu?
As always.
Okay, thanks.
He's strapping it up again.
I don't know if Stu's in the tournament or not, but I like to check in on fucking Gumpy to make sure just to make sure if he's taking him or not. College basketball tonight. Nice little slate. I'm gonna go Pitt Panthers plus 8.5.
Yep.
Four star. Marquette minus 5.5.
Wow. Yep. Wow.
Stephen F. Austin money line.
Yep.
Wide. And one that I truly hate is I'm laying 8.5 with Tulane, but I don't like that one at all. So,
what do you say, Bruce?
I too love the Pitt Panthers going into Chapel.
Oh, no, we're doing it again.
Plus the 8.5. I also like Xavier at home. I laid the minus 180 in a parlay, but I think they cover at home with who was it? Fucking Creighton.
Providence.
There it is. Yeah, they looked amazing when I watched them beat up on UConn. They dropped their last time out. I like them to get right and win there.
Okay. Lad?
I like Providence getting 4.5 at Xavier. Okay. Breyer's been shooting the lights out. I like them. I'm with you on Pitt getting 8.
Hell yeah.
I'm laying 5.5 with Tennessee at Florida. I like Georgia Tech, money line at Louisville.
Okay.
Lehigh, money line at home versus Army. Longwood, money line at Winthrop. New Hampshire, money line at NJIT. Tarlington State, money line at UT Arlington. I like St. John's, money line at home versus Seton Hall. Marquette, laying 5.5 versus Nova. going down this road again with LSU, but I think 10.5 is too much at Missouri. I'm with you with Stephen F. Austin money line, and then to finish off the night, Southern Utah plus 2.5 at Cal Baptist.
Okay. Let's go to the NBA. Let's roll through those real quick.
Before we do, I'd be remiss to not say that Fordham plus 4.5 won outright last night with St. Louis at Rose Hill Gymnasium in maybe the most spirited win I've seen in my 4 years of watching Fordham basketball. Nice.
You went to school there.
Yeah.
I guess 8 years.
Yeah.
Plus being a student.
The Rams are flying high.
The Rams are amazing. Yeah. Quisenberry, dog, Moore, dog. They're all dogs.
Dog.
Okay. Great win. All right. Lakers and, promo.
NBA tonight. I'm going to go OKC. I'm going to lay it there. And the other one, I believe, was Sacramento. Yeah, two favorites. Actually, let me go moneyline parlay on OKC and Sacramento Kings.
I like Suns moneyline at home against the Hawks.
Brucey Bruce?
Sorry. I like the Grizzlies at home with the Trailblazers coming in. Kind of a tough travel spot for the Trailblazers. Ja Morant, obviously pretty good at the sport. They're laying 5.5. I have a moneyline parlay with them, and then the Oklahoma City Thunder. They lost last time, but they came back in spirited fashion against the Warriors. And little wrinkle here: they are 5-0 at the spread after a loss this season.
Okay, Otter, what are you on?
Hold on, I got one more. Yep, the Nets at the Celtics tonight. Kyrie obviously is out there kind of solo dolo without KD, but high motivation spot for him. I took them plus 10.5 minus 140.
I almost took them, but I couldn't do it. Otter, tonight, what do you got in the NBA?
Well, just to not toot my own horn, but I went 3-0 following my model yesterday. Okay. So I'm going to go back to the well, following my model, taking my favorite picks. Yeah, I did. Do you want to count?
Yeah, what were they?
It was the Clippers. Check. It was the LA Lakers. Check. And then the third one, let me actually look. I don't remember who the third one was.
How'd you get to the Lakers Heat with your model?
Because
I love them.
And
put on this sweatshirt and
and actually, because the model did state that there was more public money but less public bets on the Lakers last night, and so we're gonna go back to the model. And no, I don't pick every single fucking game. That's only some nights when I'm doing really bad. Tonight I liked Orlando plus the 9.5 going into Philly. I just thought it was too much. Uh-huh. And so did the model. I like Portland plus the 5.5 going into Memphis. I that one's a little sketchy for me, but then I do love Boston minus 9. Brooklyn's coming into Boston. I just think that Boston is gonna show out like they usually do when they play on primetime. They're playing on ESPN, and I just think that they're gonna win by a lot.
Okay.
Happy birthday, Mr. Skates.
What the fuck? Happy birthday.
I was going to fade that, but your reaction was awesome.
Holy shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Skates.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Is that Marilyn Bruce?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, workshopped that one in the shower this morning. I'm glad you guys liked it.
Wow.
We did. We did. That was awesome.
I don't know what the... I don't know what to do.
Just tell me you're like Tage.
I don't know where to cry or wind my watch. I do like Tage tonight. Let's get into it. Only two games. NHL All-Star break's coming up. Bees on the road.
Hell yeah.
Short favorites here against the Leafs. Leafs without Matthews. But Bees been slumping a little bit lately. One and three so far in this five-game road trip. This will be the fifth game of the trip, obviously. Still like the Bees here going into Toronto, even though Toronto, again, 3-2 in their past five. And they're starting Samsonov, who we know has a rather ridiculous home record. I think he only has like two or three home losses this season. Something absurd, like 15-1-2, I think.
Okay.
Fuck.
What's wrong? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that?
Dumps didn't know that.
You all right?
I mean, what they're talking about trying to get another goalie for the playoff run. What's wrong with this guy?
I don't know. I haven't watched enough of him consistently. I just know he's got a great home record for the Leafs.
Come on, bees.
Who the fuck is this guy?
Who the fuck is this guy? And?
Does that make you scared?
And
the wrong team is favored.
Whoa.
The team that's won six straight and got an OT winner last night stuck a dagger in our hearts because they couldn't get it done in 60 minutes, even though they were down 4-1 and came back and won in overtime.
Yeah, crazy travel back-to-back spot ahead of the All-Star.
Bruce, I like what you're throwing down. I'm also on the Sabres tonight. 6-3 in their past nine. You know we love Tage. You know we love Tiger around here, so... probably lose. It'll probably lose because I just stink lately at picking these games. But it's a good shot and a good value on the Sabres. So I'm taking Buffalo money line.
Give me the Caniacs, brother.
Who do we got? What do you got for the All-Star game?
I like the Metro. The Metro's pretty good.
Okay.
Hard to root against the Atlantic.
Yeah.
But the Pacific is strong as well.
How many fucking All-Stars?
Central. Yeah. The Wait, Central, as Gus knows, is nothing. Wait, to sleep
do they
on.
Still play 3-on-3 in their division?
Yeah.
Wait, there's not just one fucking All-Star game?
Well, it's one.
No, they had to change it up for the likes of folks like you who can't pay attention to one game, so they made it a mini tournament with 3-on-3.
Who's the Rangers guy with a G last name who won an All-Star MVP? Russian guy.
Girardi? No.
Gabarov or something.
Marian Gabber?
No. We can discuss offline.
Thank you, Nicky.
Good luck, boys.
Happy birthday, Nick.
Happy birthday, Nick.
Hockey Talk tonight. YouTube.com/That's Hockey Talk. Arizona Coyotes legend, Shane Doan.
Oh, fucking Doaner.
Captain Canada.
And obviously, at midnight,
we'll see Barry and Linda.
AQ will be there at 1, hosting the after dark hours.
Yeah.
That's 8 o'clock tonight on YouTube.com/.
Yep. AQ actually, I think, is singing the Canadian anthem and then the USA anthem back-to-back at midnight on the channel.
Exactly.
What a good guy.
Some injury news.
Oh, fuck.
Coming out of Chiefs practice.
Oh, no.
Cole Hardman did not practice. Mahomes was a full participant.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Tony did not practice. Juju did not practice.
Jeez.
I think the only thing that really matters out of that is that Mahomes was a full participant. The receiver standpoint of it, I think Kelsey's so good that like they're just gonna be able to do. They're just gonna be able to figure it out.
Maybe, but you would like those guys to be.
Yeah, they need Tony. Tony will play. Two of them. You know Tony's going to suit up. He'll be out there.
Yep.
They probably, except Hardman's been hurt all year.
Yeah, Hardman is a concern.
And would Juju and Tony both miss their first ever Super Bowl? Like, that would be very shocking.
What? Tony won't. Juju might.
I don't think they're going to pick, like, hey, like, I don't want to play. Like, I feel like it's depending on the injury.
I guess now, though, like, they'll be able to. How does it work, actually?
What do you mean?
If you're, like, medically?
What's
the question? No, like with the any practice squad, can you call up a guy?
Yes. Oh, yeah. You actually, you get more in the playoffs.
So they will have human beings.
Oh, yeah.
You have extra practice squad. It's
might see McKinnon. Contracts. McKinnon might just play wide receiver.
Should.
Didn't he play receiver for a little bit or in college or something like that? What am I thinking of?
Mm-hmm. I mean, he did have a bunch of receiving touchdowns this year.
That's what I'm thinking. Feel like he's going to, because they've been using Pacheco so much, that he's going to go off in the bowl.
Yeah, I looked it up. He has.
My thing, though, is like when it's 2nd and 2 in the Super Bowl, how do you give the ball to Jerick McKinnon over Pacheco?
Probably won't. I don't think there's any rhyme or reason.
Yeah, I guess sometimes you just need to blow.
He did have a receiving touchdown 6 straight this year, but only 2 catches in the playoffs. He's averaging 17 rushing yards per game and 30 receiving yards per game.
Very cool, very classy.
You know who I was? Dallas Goedert.
Sneaky good.
He's averaging 60 yards catching a game.
Sneaky good, yeah.
Really?
Good. Yeah.
With Andrews banged up, he's like a top,
Goddard's good.
Top 4.
Who'd they
choose? He is very good.
Oh, Ertz. They got rid of Ertz
because of him, yeah.
All right. Any foot sheet in already?
No, sir. Back on Friday.
That's show, though. That's show. Thursday. Tomorrow, we'll do another one. More props will be out, I assume. We will dive into those. We'll keep you updated on live Pro-Am.
Oh, yeah.
We'll pick the NBA. We'll pick college basketball. The NHL will be done until after the All-Star break.
God damn.
I know, right?
Tough sledding.
How long is it? What do they give them, like a day after the game?
Probably.
Nah, they get like a week.
Christ.
Well, and then one random team has to go play in the Czech for like 2 or 3 weeks. And
yeah. Yeah, we got nothing. The All-Star game Saturday. No, they're back Monday.
All right, it's not a bad little break.
Yeah, we're all right.
All right. We'll
need some goals, pal.
Fuck. You're right, we do, don't we?
You're telling me.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow. Good luck. Wait.
God bless.
Hold on. There's booze tonight.
Yes.
D-Lil, Jaw, and Tatum to each score 25.
Hype.
That's plus 120.
That's 120?
Yep. And fucking Marshawn and the Tiger to combine for 7. Tiger may have 7 on his own.
I fucking hate those boots.
I'm taking them both.
Hey, you know what? I'll join you.
Yeah. Let's get fucking wild, but not too wild. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Da. Da.